The word of God that engages our hearing today is based on St. Paul's epistle to the Galatians in chapter 3. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Christian friends, have you ever watched young children play dress up or make believe? I think it's kind of fun. You simply can sit back and watch, and it's rather entertaining. There's sort of a simplicity and a real innocence about watching little children dress up and play make believe. What happens, for instance? Well, you get little boys, you know, they might put on a fireman's hat and all of a sudden they become a fireman. You can't change their mind. Or maybe they'll put on a cowboy hat or a sheriff's hat of the Old West and they're going to go out and get the bad guys. That's what they become. Little girls may do things a little bit differently, but the outcome is basically the same. They may put on a little tiara and a nice little prince's gown, and they are a princess. And they always are anyway in the eyes of parents, but you can't change their mind. That's what they become when they put on these different things. Try to tell them that there's something different, bring them back to reality, and try to get them back to work. Little Johnny, come on, you're not really that. Oh, yes, I am. I've got some fires I gotta put out. I gotta get these bad guys. Daddy, I really am a little princess. That's who they are, and you're not going to change them when they dress up and make believe. Identity and status. Identity. These are very important things in our society and in our lives because that's how people judge us or how we judge others. That's how we value other people, or they may value us. Who are we? For instance, are you a Republican, a Democrat, a member of the Green Party, or an independent? Are you a student or a professor? Do you have income or not? Are you a working mother or a stay-at-home parent? Are you a smart student or are you challenged? Are you white-collar, blue-collar, or a common laborer? Are you worth my time or are you a waste of my time? For those of you who are going to be pastors in the church or other full-time church workers, will you be a pastor who has programs taking precedence over parishioners? Or what about what happens when a parishioner confesses a sin to you? How will you value them? Because you're going to get some whoppers in the parish. Is that going to change your value or status in your eyes? Little wonder, there's so many people that seem to have an identity crisis these days that counseling sessions and self-help books are continuing to flourish. But what does St. Paul tell us in Scripture for today? He clearly states something quite different and radical, doesn't he? Galatians 3, verses 22 and 23, the Scripture declares that the whole world is a prisoner of sin, so that what was promised, being given through faith in Jesus Christ, might be given to those who believe. Before this faith came, we were held prisoners by the law, locked up until faith should be revealed. In other words, dear Christian friends, we were wearing pinstripe prison suits, held captive for hell. However, this wasn't a part of God's plan for us, was it? God created us. He values you and me and the whole world. Therefore, it was God who set out to rescue and redeem us through the precious blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross. Chapter 4. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. What does St. Paul continue to proclaim? Now that faith has come, we are no longer under the supervision of the law, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. A change has occurred in your life, a real change and a radical change at that. This happened at the baptismal font. There is where that great exchange took place, where Christ your Redeemer gave you faith. Christ exchanged our prison suits for suits of freedom and salvation, purchased through his death on the cross and validated on that beautiful Easter morning at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There at the baptismal font, dear friends, you were also given a new identity a status where value was placed on your head and upon your heart. There is where you received all the rights and privileges that comes with being made children of God. Complete forgiveness of sins, citizenship in the kingdom of heaven, where eternal life is now yours. You've been baptized into eternal life, and that's your gift. Your status has changed, your identity has changed, and this is now how God, not the world, but God sees you in Christ Jesus. Whether you're a SEM student or a professor, whether you're a parent or a child, a president of a company or a janitor, wealthy or poor, it doesn't matter. You are forgiven because of Jesus. And God sees you and treats you as one of his dear children because you are clothed with Christ. That's what God has done. So that's now who you are. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. May this peace, which surpasses all our human understanding, keep and guard our hearts and minds in Jesus Christ unto life everlasting. Amen.